Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Welcome to It's Your Month.
Where are you?
Yeah.
What year is this?
Many years ago, Kelly Leonard hosted the weekly financial program on here. And
For many years.
Yeah, for many years. So I don't even know, going back, that would be in the 90s?
90s. I think we did a sum total between the two iterations about 15 years.
Right. And that's where I learned that there was a difference between a stock and a bond.
Right.
and that financial things you had to keep your eye on. So
right.
That's a whole other topic, but it just it's funny that we've been doing this radio thing in various ways for a long time. Now your role for the last number of years is to pop in here and talk about music on the half shell every year, because you and I are two of the people that are so seasoned that we were around for the very first half shell show 34 years ago.
We were indeed, and thank you, Kyle. You know what? Doing this and working together with you has been a pleasure all of these years. When we did the financial radio shows together, but this is, as they say, a different hat, and it is something that is so good for our community. And I'm so happy that we've been able to be here for the last 34 years, entertaining Douglas County and people who come from outside of Douglas County.
And to go back to the beginning. Sort of, just to kind of, for people that have been here a lot less than that time, they just assume that section of Stewart Park always looked like that.
Nope.
Not true. It looked more like the area just east of that, with brush and trees and sort of the undeveloped look.
Ants.
Ants, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that first year, we were sitting on sort of grass that had been planted and a lot of dirt.
Yes, it was raw, but with a great concept and a lot of energy. Luckily, we had some great leaders with vision, Dick Nichols and Clint Newell and several others who wanted music in the park and worked with the city and the city parks department. And so this is something good for our community, and we went forward.
And it was an interesting model as well. I mean, you've got people have been at concert venues, many places where, you know, you've got your outdoor concert place. You get your ticket usually ahead of time. You pay a steep price for it. You enjoy a well-known group, different genres and all of that. But this one was set up differently. And even though some people went, wow, is that going to work? It apparently still does.
Well, and you're right. The concept was, we wanted something that was free to the community, that would bring to our area music they may not have heard. And it was just an opportunity on Tuesday nights to come down and put down a blanket, again, free, no ticket cost at all, and just sit and enjoy music literally from around the world.
And to do that took a lot of work. Clint Newell working with folks to find these people. But the funding piece was to go out into the community, talk to businesses, talk to individuals, foundations, and put it all together.
Well, and that's just, it isn't. I say it's a free concert series, but the reality is these things do cost a lot of money to put together. And the only way we could do that was to link a great chain of people together and community resources. So, starting with you in your backyard, without media helping us, we could not have gotten this done. We went into the business community. We went into the looking for corporate donors. And people said, this is the right thing. This is a good thing for our community. And they supported it not only with a smile and a nod of their head, but also by writing checks for years and years and years. And then as it grew, as you mentioned, foundation support. The Ford Foundation is a great example of that here locally. And I got to tell you, one of the things that's very, I'm very impressed with, and that is the number of individuals, individual people, families who said, Music on the Half Shell is great for our community. We love it. And they support it year after year after year with a check. So, yeah, we have a great, I used the phrase chain, a great linkage in this community that makes this thing happen.
And it's also turned into a draw for people from out of the area.
Indeed.
There are folks that enjoy going to outdoor shows a lot, have got the means to do that, and will drive sometimes even, there have been a few here and there I know where people have actually flown into Eugene and driven to Roseburg just because the band they wanted, that's as close as they were going to get to their hometown.
Well, you know, I'll give you a personal example, and that is I've got a family that lives in the Bay Area in San Francisco, and they come up to visit and, you know, tour the Northwest, every 2 or 3 years. But they always call me and say, hey, we're putting our calendar together. When is Music on the Half Shell? You know, so there's an example of people. I'm sure that some of your listeners are exactly the same, that they have family and friends that schedule their trips. And we have people who come from our region. It's not unusual for me to talk to people at Music on the Half Show, which I do all the time, and to reach people that are from Coos Bay or Eugene or down in Grants Pass Medford area who, like you said, drive up because for their time and the cost of a ticket, they would rather drive up and have an intimate evening with a great artist.
So let's talk about the lineup this year. Just announced a couple hours ago. We've got the whole thing posted at 541radio.com. When's your first show this year?
Our first show this year is coming up on June 23. So coming up pretty soon. And we're doing 8 shows this year, Kyle. So we're very pleased about that. It's a fully packed schedule. Our first show this year is a return artist to us, and that is John Jorgensen. John Jorgensen came a couple of years ago with a different band, and now he's got his own band. He is an artist that, he's pretty well known. He's won the Academy of Country Music Guitarist of the Year 2 years in a row. He was good enough and respected enough that he joined Elton John for about 6 years and traveled with him. He's done collaborations with artists like Sting and Billy Joel, and he's really a big fan of Gypsy Jazz, Django Reinhardt. A lot of your listeners will know who I'm talking about there. And he's, he carried on that tradition of Gypsy Jazz. And now he comes to us with bluegrass and rock and Gypsy Jazz. It's going to be a great evening. We're really excited to open this year's show with him.
Well, let's talk about the second one.
Amelia Day coming to us on June 30. She is going to be, a great, great show. She is described as a musical jack of all trades. Stands at that intersection between folk and rock and pop music. She's a great storyteller of music, great storyteller and writer. Great lyrics. I think she's really going to move the crowd with what she does. So on June 30th, Amelia Day, and we're very happy to have her with us.
All right, let's talk about one more before we take a break.
Okay, on July the 7th, we had lots of requests from our audiences to bring back Paul McDonald. And Paul has been is coming back to us. He is a terrific guitarist, great songwriter and singer. And like I said, he did a terrific show here in Roseburg. And so we brought him back. So on July 7th, Paul comes back with his guitar, which he's had, I think, in his hand forever, and we're looking forward to that show.
All right, we take a break. More when we come back. Kelly Leonard, we're unveiling music on the Half Shell. It'll be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up tomorrow. And on Inside Douglas County Wednesday, Logan Bennett, the Oregon State University Extension Service, will be our guest. Kelly Leonard in here from the Music on the Half Shell Committee. Even though you've had careers in finance and education, you've spent a lot of time around a microphone yourself.
In and out, I will say. You know, time with you and time doing some traveling, sports announcing, and just a variety of things over the years.
One of the Kelly Leonard random facts is that you were, for a number of years, the voice of
the Harlem Globetrotters.
When you were pretty young.
Well, I was a lot younger than I was thinking about that the other day, and the term half century came up. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But of course, many people are familiar with you. You did a long stint as the MC for Half Shell.
For Half Shell, and I did a lot of programs around town that I'm very proud that I was associated with. The Mercy Foundation, is one of them, and many others. So I've been very lucky and fortunate to have been able to make some contributions in the community.
Well, let's talk about Half Shell. Let's get on to July 14th. Tell us about the group.
Well, before I tell you the name of the group, let me remind you and your audience that one of Half Shell's missions is to bring a wide variety of music to our community. Music you may not have heard. Music you actually may not have heard on some of your stations, Kyle. But world music is very important to us. We've always looked for good world music. And on July 14th, we have Jujuba. And Jujuba is going to be a funky, danceable style of Nigerian Afrobeat and Juju music. It's a 10-piece group that is revolves around percussion and a great beat. And this is going to be an exciting night. People are going to be up on their feet.
All right. Let's talk about July 21st.
Boy, July 21st. I'm looking forward to July 21st because it's Garrett T. Willie. And I'll tell you, Garrett T. Willie, just if you go online and just take a look at him and listen to some of his music, he is an undeniable force. He's 26 years old. He's a big man, towering statue, deep gravel-soaked voice, deeply stilted in the blues. And his performances are, they're electric, they're no gimmicks, they're no flaws, no fluff, just raw, shredding the blues. And I think somebody described it as his concerts are more than a concert, they're like a shockwave. So
yeah, I listened to a little bit online the other day, and yeah, boy, that's a definite crazy, wild blues sound.
Yeah.
July 28th.
A lot of people are very excited about this one because we've got some great rock and roll coming in. Out of Portland is Glitter Fox. They have been defined as a rock connection, somewhere between grunge rock, grit, and new wave shimmer. Our rock and roll fans are going to really have a great time on July 28th with Glitter Fox. They've got a Southern Americana soul, and believe me, a dance floor pulse to them.
All right, a couple more shows. August, August 4th.
Now it's August, and Jackie Vinson is coming to us. She has been highlighted by a lot of people. You know, she's been called one of Austin's rising stars and an Austin legend in the making. And as you know, Austin is definitely a hotbed of music. So those are some great accolades. She's one of the most commanding performers to come out of Texas these days. She's performed with the likes of Alanis Morissette and Lainey Wilson. And back in 2 years ago, in 24, she was selected to perform as part of Rolling Stone's Future Music Showcase. So I think she's going to be a great Austin-styled singer that is going to grace our stage.
And she was about 3 years ago at Riverbend Live.
Ah, so, and?
A very good show. People are going to really like this one.
Good. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
One more group.
Hey, on August the 11th, we're bringing back some old friends that have been with us. And I would like to describe this as a band, but there's so much more. This is March 4th coming back to us, the March 4th marching band out of Portland. They're somewhere, Kyle, between a psychedelic punk rock marching band, coom circus troupe with horn sections and dancers and acrobats and stilt walkers. And it's a very confusing, fun night. I'll tell you, you got to keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on stage, and it's a big, high energy night. So for us, we're very excited to have March 4th with us to close our season.
So there it is. 8 concerts at Music on the Half Shell. The whole list again is posted at 541radio.com.
And we appreciate it.
And one of the things people might think about as well, if they've not gone before, if they're newer to the area, is it's really, you've got music and you've got folks hanging out, but you've also got food and beverage.
We do. We've got some great vendors, a lot of good food carts, some new food carts this year. It's a great way to, if you haven't been to Half Shell before, come down, put down your blanket. You're going to make some great friends that are sitting around you. People are just like you. For those people who've been putting their blanket in the same place for years and years and years, your friends are coming too, so we look forward to seeing you.
And you get a lot of help from the community there as well. I mean, in terms of Roseburg Police and other people just helping folks get in and out of there. It's one of those opportunities for people that live in Hillcrest or off of Harvard to maybe even simplify things a bit and take a walk over to the park instead of taking your vehicle.
I agree with that, or ride your bike.
Right.
You can do that. You know, this is a perfect example of why we like living in a community like this, where it's a small town that gets big things done.
Yeah, boy, the lineup. And, you know, over the years, you think about some of the groups that have been there. You talk about all the diversity of music. Music industries evolved. And over time, I mean, a couple of things I can remember, Lyle Lovett. Mm-hmm. There twice.
Joan Baez.
Joan Baez on the day that it was 107.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
You know, Phoebe Snow, Joan Baez, Dr. John, you know, the list is really. In fact, what I would encourage you and listeners to do, go to halfshell.org, and obviously it's a great place to make a donation if you want to, but look at the history of Half Shell. Going back to 1992 and look at the groups that have been with us. We have had so many Grammy Award winners with us, so many top artists that are coming through, and they love Half Shell. They love performing here because they like the size of our crowd. They like the fact that we're doing this free. They're amazed that we can put out blankets and go away for the day and come back and blankets are there. Artists love it. Our participants love it. Like you said, Kyle, takes a lot of people to put this together, and we do it year after year after year.
And you've had some people who have come as, you know, up-and-coming performers that are now super big, you know, in the music scene and whatever genre they're in. And even some people that have, when they came to Half Shell, weren't unknown, but now they're very known.
Indeed. You know, the Dixie Chicks or the Chicks come to mind on that. You know, I think they received the award for Country Music Group of the Year a couple days before they hit Half Shell. They came anyway. We were just amazed if they fulfilled their contract with us. Next day or the next week, they were on the Today Show. So, it like you said, we've had a lot of groups that have been up and coming and then have just absolutely blossomed. Pink Martini's another example of that.
And we're out of time. We can talk about music a lot more. We'll have the podcast up shortly, but take a look at 541radio.com. Kelly Leonard, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.